Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation, and WebEx, the global leader in on-demand collaborative applications.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I have Ro Choi with me, who's VP of Business Development for RockYou. Now, RockYou is a leading provider of applications and widgets on the web, and we're going to be talking all about how they're working with marketing people, what kind of campaigns they're doing, and just everything about RockYou. So welcome to Marketing Voices.
Hi, Jennifer. How's it going?
Great. It's great. So, you know, you're really like an accessory clothing store to me, and marketers are just gobbling you up. So give me some sense of how marketers are using RockYou today.
Absolutely. So just to start off, RockYou is one of the largest providing of widgets on the web, as you mentioned. We have over 25 million unique visitors a month to our Facebook applications and over 8 million coming to RockYou.com. So we're a very extensive a population of users, very young, very social network focused, coming to our sites or our applications. And as a result of that very sort of vast engagement with our users, we've had a lot of success working with advertisers on exposing different brands and doing different promotions on these applications themselves.
So give me some sense of what your best success is to date. Let's just jump right into it.
Excellent. So probably the best one we have today is working with Sony Pictures. Sony Pictures had Resident Evil as one of the movies they wanted to promote. And as you all know, Resident Evil has done extraordinarily well in the movie theaters. The application they wanted to promote this movie on was our Zombies application.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies is one of our more popular applications on Facebook. It has over 8 million collective users and about 300,000 unique users a day. And obviously, the connection between Resident Evil and Zombies is a very direct one, which is, Resident Evil is about zombies, and, the Zombies application is obviously about sort of a very viral way of engaging people in a game related to the zombie itself. And we took Resident Evil, essentially had a homepage takeover of the Zombies application, put some IAB standard 300x250s on the application itself, and created a very engaging sweepstakes related to Zombies, where the winner of the sweepstakes would, go to Las Vegas and be part of sort of a Zombies experience with Resident Evil. And usually these campaigns, talking with our ad sales reps, generate, between 8,000 to 10,000 sweepstakes entries. And using sort of this very viral application on Facebook, we actually generated over 1 million sweepstakes entries for the Resident Evil campaign.
Wow, that's pretty successful.
Yeah, it was a huge success, and we're actually doing a second movie with Sony Pictures called 30 Days a Night that's going to be promoted on our Vampires application.
So do you work with many companies besides, movie companies and just kind of the consumer applications companies? I mean, do you work with any enterprise software companies or any more B2B companies?
Absolutely. So as an example, we have a campaign we ran with Yahoo.
Uh-huh.
So Yahoo had an application called Music Videos, Yahoo Music Videos on Facebook, and it was a very good application. I think the only problem they had was in driving awareness to it and making it sort of virally tuned. So Yahoo, the Yahoo Music team, worked very closely with RockYou. We helped sort of restructure the application to be more viral, i.e., more engaging in terms of more virally engaging to users. And we exposed it on our ad platform, our ad network on Facebook, on our applications on Facebook. And the first Yahoo application had generated about 10,000 users in the course of 2 or 3 weeks. Working with us in the first 2 or 3 weeks, that application generated almost 800,000 users. And after 7 weeks, we've actually crossed over 1 million users for the Yahoo Music Facebook application we worked in coordination with them on.
So do you feel just like it's sort of the sky's the limit? I mean, it sounds like there's just amazing numbers coming out of this, and it could be getting, 3 and 4x of what you're getting today.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that what's amazing about Facebook and the platform itself is that it extends the ability for word of mouth. In the past, word of mouth campaigns sort of were very, very difficult to get. I mean, it was very hit or miss, primarily because you're depending upon a customer or of a brand or user of an application to spread that sort of at their own accord with their friends, with their family, with their network. The nice thing about Facebook applications and working with RockYou is that there's now almost an automated way of doing that and making the word of mouth campaigns almost extremely simple for a user to engage with, to invite their friends into an experience, to an application, to a brand. And we know how to do that extremely well. I mean, if you look at RockYou, we have 10 applications that are over a million users each. There's only 40-plus applications on Facebook today that have a million users. So we have a quarter of the most popular applications on Facebook. We know how to drive things virally, and that experience is things that we're very open to working with advertisers to make sure that they can sort of get that viral engagement on on their applications, and or working directly with ourselves in terms of many of the applications we have today can be essentially extended into a brand.
So what kind of dollars are you looking at with? I realize you can't share exact dollars, but sure. give me some sense of what a campaign might cost.
Sure. So there's essentially two different formats that you can look at. One of which is more of a sponsorship. So that the Resident People campaign was focused on more sponsorship of the Zombies application, and you're talking about in the range of $50,000 to $100,000 in terms of a sponsorship of already proven viral application. Another model is performance-based. So we do have a very live and engaging ad network that is one of the top most popular ad networks on Facebook today. And we charge anywhere between 24 to 30 cent CPC and 40 to 50 cent per install on that ad network. And there's no real minimums to that network. So if an advertiser wanted to test the waters on Facebook by either building an application or sort of getting an application out in front of users, they can work with RockYou in a very variable way with very low cost to sort of meet and test the performance of that application and see if it hits.
So what about cultural issues as it relates to using these widgets? Like, do you see or hear about things that marketers are facing in Asia that they wouldn't be facing in the U.S.?
I think that's always going to be the case. I think at least in this moment, Facebook and sort of the U.S.-centric social networks have been very aggressive in terms of getting these platform plays out there. And to be honest, at least at this point, Facebook is probably the most aggressive in terms of allowing developers access and ability to market either their own products and or products and brands of advertisers. So to date, I think we've seen a lot of activity and obviously a very new environment for advertisers looking at Facebook. Culturally speaking, I think any time you have a very different environment, let's take Friendster as an example. Our experience in terms of widget use between the Asian communities on Friendster versus the U.S. Communities for MySpace as an example for use of our widgets, we've seen almost different types of widgets being used. In the case of MySpace in the U.S., slideshows were very, very popular, and it's more about UGC and photo content. On Friendster, there's a little different mix. We had more folks using Glitter Text and Fun Notes, which are two different applications of ours, widgets of ours, that are focused more on text. So I think there are definitely different ways of looking at how to engage culturally with different types of widgets, and taking note of that. And obviously, that's a very direct application for an advertiser to take note of.
Ro, this has been a very interesting interview. I thank you so much for joining me on Marketing Voices.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, so I've been talking to Ro Choi of RockYou, and they are the leading provider of applications and widgets on the web. To all my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.